Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right, my name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star Is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is Standing Firm on the Promises of God. I want to thank everybody for tuning back in, and for those of you who've never listened to this show, I hope that you sit back, get something to drink, put your feet up, and just enjoy the show, because we always have fantabulous guests on this show. Tonight, we have two lovely women that are coming on to share their story and tell us who they are. And so I just want to recap before I get into the scriptures over some of the things that have happened in the past couple of weeks. Labor Day, it was the 50th hip-hop anniversary, and we had a concert in Bridgeport. Many people were out. It was just fantabulous. My second caller is one of the ladies that I met who is an aspiring hip-hop artist, and she'll be on later. I enjoyed going to the Beast in New York on the West Side Highway with my friend Yo-Yo. After 26 years, I went back and got on that speedboat, and it was just wonderful. I had such a great time. So did she. I went to the Black Film Festival this weekend and enjoyed that as well. Connected with some really great people in filmmaking. Also, I want to give shout outs to Tamara, and her birthday was on the 9th, and she had a birthday party I attended. We had a great time, you know, with her friends and family, some of my friends as well, and it was just great. So I am going to get into some scriptures, as I always do. Tonight we are talking about Black women making moves. We did a show already on Black men making moves, and it was a very successful show. several people listened into that show. It is the highest rated show so far for this year. So we're going to see what happens with this show on tonight. So tell somebody, share the link, share the phone number that they might listen in, and we're going to go from there. The scriptures I'm coming from is about black women leading. However, these scriptures are for everyone, not just women. So I'm coming out of Psalm 37, 5 through 6 in the NIV. It says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like noonday. And so, you know, basically, you know, God puts a dream in our heart. You know, he gives us all talents. He gives us all gifts. And, of course, we have to work on, you know, cultivating the talents and the gifts that he has given us. And when you do that, he blesses you with more. And so you still have to learn. You still have to grow. You still have to educate yourself in the things of God. And, you know, just trust him that he will make a way. When I first got the idea of doing my ministry, Diamonds in the Rough, 22 years ago, it was something God put in my heart when he called me into the ministry. And I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea. I just knew that I was a diamond in the rough and that had I had the support that I needed as a child, I could be much further. And so I decided that, you know, I wanted to help kids, and God showed me many, many visions and dreams, and I just did it. I didn't know what I was doing or where it would lead. I just did it. You know, the gifts and talents he gave me for arts and entertainment that I had been doing all of my life, plus working with children as an educator, God just put those two things together. And I know many people tried to shut me down, especially in the church. But there was one man that stuck behind me, and his name was Dr. Reverend Perry, who was my pastor. And he saw what I was seeing, and he pushed me, and he helped me as much as he could towards that. And so I just knew that I had a mission to accomplish, and many, many things that have been done under the umbrella of, you know, Diamonds in the Rough and several programs that got birthed with. And it's not over yet, you know. There's still so much more that I know that I have to do. And so with that being said, I'm going to continue on with the scriptures. I know my first guest is waiting patiently. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:11 through 13 in the NIV. I remember a very special woman from Stanford, my hometown, sang this scripture to me, and it touched my heart, and I never forgot it. It was one of the lowest points in my life. And, you know, and it was such an encouragement to me. And I don't forget her. It was Michael Latham's mother, Michelle Latham, and I appreciate her singing that to me because it helped that scripture to stay in my spirit. Another scripture is coming from Isaiah 40:31. Most of you are familiar with this if you're Christians. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So that is an encouragement as well. The last one is Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. If I let people shoot me down and then just give up because of what their negative words were and their lack of vision and their lack of support, this program would not exist. So you have to stick with what God gave you in your heart and know that you know that he gave it to you. And don't let no one, I don't care if they're Christians or not, put you down and tell you who you are not. You stay with it. You stay with it, even when it hurts, even when it's painful, even when you think you can't do it no more. And God knows I've been there too many times in the 13 years of running this broadcast. So you stay with it. And I just want to encourage you to go forth with the dream that you have in your heart. And I'm going to give you a little bit of background on the show. Real quick, I have been doing this, Holy Ghost, God, the Father, the Son, over 13 years, and it's over 14 guests, over 200 episodes, reaching over 10,000 in listenership in the U.S., Canada, Germany, Indonesia, Cameroon, Philippines, India, Ireland, Sweden, South Korea, Malaysia, Japan, Dominican Republic, South Africa, and Nigeria. So if you know anybody in those countries, send them the link so they can, listen in as well. So I am going to read the past guests near the end of the show, and I am going to get into the birthday wishes, but I'm going to do that after I go to a music break and plug my first caller in. Let's see, what am I going to play? I think I got a little Fred Hammond up in here, if I can find him. But you know what? We're going to go to He Cares by Men of Standard. And we'll play Fred near the middle of the show.
Yeah. I know he cares for me. Oh, have me say, God Almighty,
he cares for me.
There you have it. That was He Cares, Men of Standard. I love that song. You have tuned in to Talk to Me Radio, and I am your host, Cherie Humphrey. I'm going to plug my first caller in right now. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Cherie Humphrey. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for calling in, and I want everybody to know that this is Aisha Fabian. She's calling from the Bronx. She's a mother, a teacher, and she is the director of Fellowship Outreach and Evangelism Ministry. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Aisha. We met in Israel just recently, and it was a pleasure just being able to befriend you and the other two ladies that we would sit down and have dinner with almost every night when we were in Israel. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, my dear sis. Just want to say hi to everyone on the line. And I met Cherie in Israel along with my other two sisters that's on the line supporting. And we had such a blessed time just in God and just fellowshipping with one another. Just to share a little bit about myself, as you said, I'm the director of the Fellowship Outreach and Evangelism Ministry. This ministry has been around for 8 years, going on 9 years, and we have...
Wonderful.
We have definitely made a difference. This ministry has been used as a vehicle to make a difference in my community, in the Bronx, and neighboring communities in Manhattan, and we go out and we give out toiletries and clothing and Bibles and pray for those that are in need, those that are feeling hopeless, those that are feeling down. And we do this on a regular throughout the year. To date, during this year, we've probably had maybe 69 or so outreaches. We go in every week to a residential substance abuse program in the Bronx, and weekly when we're there, we just have full services there, just supporting those that are down and out, those that are struggling with addiction, whether it be alcoholism, drug addiction, whatever various addictions. And we go in and we pray with them, we feed them, we come with the word of God. That is the most important thing, that we are sharing God's word, and also our actions are showing the love of Jesus, because the foundation is John 13:35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another, by the love that you show to one another. And that's what we do when we go out, showing the love of God.
Yes.
Tangible love.
Yes.
You know, not just in words. But if you need clothes, it's not just a prayer. We're going to give you some clothes. You need socks.
Right.
We're going to give you some socks. We're going to give you some shoes.
Right.
You know, you need food.
Yes.
We're going to give you some food. You know, and if you need prayer, we are willing, able, and ready to pray with you.
Yes. Yes. And that's what I love. You said something important. You don't just talk about it. You do it. You're not just throwing scriptures in somebody's face and they're sitting there hungry.
Yes.
You know, or they need clothes or whatever, because I always believed, even when I was teaching, some of the kids could not even begin to pay attention because of whatever might be transpiring in their life at home, or because they're sitting there hungry, or because, you know, whatever extreme circumstances are going on. And so, you know, in the beginning, starting Diamonds in the Rough, I passed out Bibles to the children, and, you know, or their families, you know, if they desired one. And I understand what you're saying, because I believe in practicality too, because I have been homeless myself. I have been hungry myself. I have gone through certain situations myself. And being in service, you can barely even listen because you're sitting there, don't know where you're sleeping that night, don't know where you're going to be tomorrow, don't know where your next meal is coming from. And so I love that part. And you said something else, you show love. You know, excuse my voice, y'all, but love is something that is not just said, you know, because I don't believe you just met me, you love me. No, I believe that if you show in love, my former mentor kissed me on my forehead. I remember being drunk, going to a tent meeting that my former pastor, Apostle Dinsmore, was giving. And she wasn't my mentor at that time, but she eventually became my mentor. And one thing that she always did that caught my attention, that made me want to listen, was she showed me love. She didn't do, all she did was show love in the beginning. She was so sweet. And so I love that piece when you say in that part. Now, did you always want to go into outreach and evangelism?
You know what? It is always kind of, I can't say always been there, because there was a time that, you know, I was like many others. My mind was not on God, and I was doing my own thing, and I was struggling in it, you know. But I must say, God, he has a way of taking, you know, taking characteristics and things about you and using it for his good. So my big mouth that I had before, he used that same big mouth now, you know, to tell of his goodness and to testify of the things that he has done. You know, so he put that love, I take no credit for it, he put that love in my heart, you know, and that desire and that compassion. You can't work with people and not have compassion. Your
That's
heart
right.
should break when you see someone that, when I'm getting in my car and I'm going home, but they're sleeping on the ground and it's below 30 degrees outside, your heart should break, and you should, you know, the compassion and the love of Jesus. And that's what he did. You know, when people were hungry, he fed them, you know, and he didn't let the fact that there was only two fish and five loaves, he multiplied it and fed them. You know, he met the needs of the people, and that is what he desires from us. And in this ministry, the Fellowship Outreach and Evangelism Ministry, that is what we represent. You know, many people don't know Jesus, but they know us.
Right.
And we are his hands and we are his feet, you know. So when we are showing that love, they remember that. And when they say thank you, you know, we direct them and let them know, thank you, Jesus. You know, because it is his love. He's the one that provides. He's the one that sends. You know, and you said something very interesting, you know, about you being drunk and how your mentor was for you. In this ministry, we deal with a lot of people who struggle with addiction, and we've had many people high, you know, and have ministered to them drunk, high. But I tell you, it makes such a difference when they see, you know, that you're not looking down on them, that you are loving them.
Right.
That's how Jesus was, you know, when he met the woman at the well, he didn't look down on her, he didn't stone her. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love. We're supposed to love, you know, whether the person is bound, you know. If God sets you free, it is our job to go back and tell somebody, I was addicted to drugs and he set me free. You know, I was homeless, but now I have a home.
Right.
I didn't have a car,
exactly.
And I had to walk, and God blessed me with a car. So it, all of those things, he does it not for us to keep it to ourselves, but for us to share and to tell of his goodness, that somebody who's feeling hopeless, bound, depressed, suicidal will feel the love. And they will be lifted in their spirits and know, wait a minute, there is hope for me. I don't have to die like this. There is going to be a better tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen to that. And, you know, what I hate the most is when new people come into the service. They men have never been in church a day in their life before. They're not churched. They're not going to follow no protocol. They don't know about protocol. You don't know what they've just been through the night before. They could have been ready to take some pills and die or shoot their brains out. And then when they come in and they get hurt more because people are judgmental or gossiping, or you trying to smack them in the face and tell them all these scriptures. No, you teach them little by little. It's like a baby. You don't try to tell a baby, okay, you know, instructions on what to do on how to make their bottle. No, you don't. You make the bottle and you feed it to them. And you show them love and you show them gentleness and care. And as they get a little bit older, you teach them a little bit more so that they might be able to do a little more stuff on their own. And so that is my pet peeve when it comes to Christians, the gossiping, when you don't know somebody's backstory. You know, you don't know what they've been through before they got in the door. So, you know, I love the fact that what you're doing, Aisha, and I wanna take it back a little further to when you was a little girl. What was your dreams as a child? What did you want to become?
You know what? To be honest with you, I had a very traumatic childhood. So I guess I had dreams. You know, I toiled back and forth between teaching and law school, you know, wanted to be a lawyer, but I had a lot of things going on in my childhood, you know, and this is definitely a good connection with ministry. God uses everything. He uses every traumatic experience. He uses everything, you know. So for me, you know, I was just enjoying my childhood, trying to keep my head above water. You know, I grew up with no father, single parent household, you know, just some traumatic things. But thanks be to God, you know, even those things, God used those things to give me a heart of compassion. So when I meet a young woman or a young man that is struggling or that is hurting or that is going through, you know, or is going through some things based due to their childhood trauma, they can feel, that I understand. They can feel that I understand. They can feel the love.
Yes.
They can feel the compassion. They can feel the concern. And I also can testify to them that, yes, I have been there. Because people see you now, and they see, you know, all that God is doing in your life. And he's continuing to do it because God is still working in us. You know, we still got weaknesses,
and
challenges, all of that. You know, but when they see you now, sometimes they don't understand where you came from. And this is why, you know, it's very important to open your mouth and tell the story of where God came you, where God brought you from. So if it's brokenness, trauma, you know, molestation, you know, whatever it is, abuse, misuse, you know, it's not something to be ashamed of, especially when God has took that shame off of you, you know, and set you free. It's for you to share it so that someone else could be set free.
And I completely understand, because my childhood was extremely traumatic as well. Violent, everything. Abusive, you name it all. It was that. And so, you know, this is why I am so strong against people, you know, just putting people down before they even get a chance to come into who they really are. You know what I mean? And, you know, we all got struggles, even as Christians. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I like the fact that I know you because you have children. You just put one child in college.
Yes,
And yes, you did. And, you know, that's to be commended as well, you know, because, you know, you didn't have to get your life together. You didn't have to try to provide and do better for your children. You know, you didn't have to do that, but you did. And you also are a teacher. And so I know that there's many obstacles concerning that as well, because you're dealing with so many personalities on a regular basis. Quickly,
yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I've been in education for 21 years now, going on 22. I've worked with the most vulnerable population, which is our special education children, working one-on-one and in small groups with them, children that are challenged with autism and social-emotional problems, behavioral issues, you know. So these are our most vulnerable children that need that support. And so God has blessed me with this job to be in a position to be that support, you know, to those children.
Yes.
And
right.
I tell you, you know, you learn so much, you know, sometimes, you know, yes, I'm there to help and I'm there to support, you know, and working alongside my colleagues, but it's also God teaches me so much even about myself. You know, children
yes,
will teach
true.
You things about your heart, you know, teach you,
yes, they
you
will.
Know, how you need to go back and get on your knees and you need more love and you need more compassion and you need to have a little mercy. Yes, that child might have gone off on you. Maybe they've cursed you out. Maybe they had a bad day, but you got to be able to forgive. That's why the Bible tells us to be like children, because children are forgiven. You know,
right.
So as a adult,
sure
we
got
to remember that. You know what? It's a brand new slate. Yes, Billy might have went off yesterday. Maybe he tore up the classroom. Maybe he did this, that, and the other. But you know what? I've got to have grace, and I have to have mercy, and also remembering myself when I was their age and what I needed.
I wanted that love.
You know, so
yes.
Never forgetting where you were, where you came from. You know, and
right.
That helps. You know, so it's been a blessing, you know, working in education, you know, working
yes.
with children, because they're our future. You know, they're our future.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
yes,
God
absolutely.
Has used me to plant seeds
yes.
in the school.
And so quickly, because we have to move on soon to our next guest, what would you say to a child that is on the wrong track and need to turn around before, you know, they don't, you know, they put themselves in a position where they can't grow and learn as they should? What would you say very quickly?
You know what? There's always a tomorrow. You know, when kids are little, things seem final. That's why you see the suicide rate is very high amongst young people.
Yes.
Because they believe that, you know what, the weight of the stress that they have, you know, there's no better day tomorrow. That tomorrow's going to be like today. As you get older, you get a better understanding that, you know what, tomorrow, it is a tomorrow, you know. And also to use the resources available. You have caring educators, teachers, if they are in the church, you know, there's people everywhere that they could reach out to, you know, even using a journal book when you don't have someone to speak to, you know, to write down your feelings, you know, speaking to a counselor,
uh-huh.
you know, to yes, all of that, you know, it's not just a
uh-huh.
one-way, it's not, you know, a one-way solution, but there's so many ways
right.
to get relief. There's so many ways, you know, that they could be helped, you know, and especially being in a school system, trust somebody, you know, go to somebody,
right.
talk to somebody, you know, and know, you know, that there is a better way, there is a better day, you know. And
you're right, journalism
yes.
is definitely a great way, the arts and entertainment, and that's why my focus was that, but the basis was basic Bible principles, depending on the age level that
yes.
they're on. And being that, you know, you're not supposed to miss church and state, I had to be very cunning when it came to teaching it, because I knew that that's exactly what held me together as a child who was going through rape and molestation and violence in the home and lack of a father figure, lack of a good father figure, you know, and even a good mother figure. And so, you know, journalism and writing, I never thought that writing my feelings down would bring me to being a poet, then an award-winning poet, and then an award-winning spoken word artist, and get me on BET, the Apollo, in so many different places. You know, my feelings, I hated writing, you know, when I was young. So you never know where these gifts and talents can take you. And I'm just saying that for any young person that might be listening, even an adult, you know what I mean? So I want to thank you so much for coming on. We're going to definitely stay in touch. I love you. I think the things that you're doing as far as, you know, with the outreach and evangelism is definitely something that we need, because everybody has a different style and a different way of, you know, performing that and getting people's attention that need it. So, you know, thank you for all of it, and God bless. Thank you for coming on the show on tonight.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. May God continue to bless you, your ministry, your radio broadcast, all of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it. That was Aisha Fabian. And, you know, it's a blessing to have her on. We are going to go into a young woman that's making great moves and great strides. And but before then, I want to play a little music. And I want to give the birthday announcements. So I think I'm going to give the birthday announcements first. Let me do that. I want to give shout outs to my niece, Marquisa Seeley, whose birth, I don't know how old she is. All I know that she's in her 20s or her early 30s. God bless you, baby, if you're listening. Shout out to Gwendolyn Jordan, my mentor's mother, Alfonso Gordon, Johnny Tobin, Prince Shaquille, Calvin Cooper, Doc Hardy, Janet McCray Knight, Tatiana Shabazz, my cousin, Richard Dixon, Michael Jones, Lisa Cannon, Danny Speller, Bishop Wilkerson, from the Church of God in Christ when I was young, Derek O.C. Reed, Dr. Roz Burton, Kishma George, Ante Johnson, who awarded me my first award from Congressman Hines, for doing A Star Is Born. Ayaba Mendingo, Linda Dozier, Bobby Ragsdale, Cheryl Haywood, Linda Humphrey, my cousin, Tabitha Brickhouse Fort, Tamara Hickenbotham, Desiree Coleman, Elliot Gray, my cousin, Ralph Vanderpool, and Vincent Strickland. If I didn't say your name, happy birthday to you. God bless you, and I hope you enjoy or have enjoyed your day. Now, I'm going to go to my second caller's song, and it is called Nitrogen Gas. And I'm going to play a little bit of that, and hopefully she will have called in by then.
Mommy. Yeah.
I just like the sound.
The wizard of balls, come follow my yellow brick road just to see me go off. Yeah. Baby shark on the loose, I chew up verses like do 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 do. Call me Jaws. When I'm in workplace, address me as boss. Yeah. When I'm in trenches, they praise me like God. When I'm in traffic, you can't try try won't catch me, cause this engine packing that nitrogen gas. I got the sauce, watch how I floss. You want my time, we'll just know that it costs. Body said good, didn't need Dr. Oz. Can't call me Big Perk till you pay for my claws. I'm like Big Worm, I don't play by my fun. My girls like girls, we just wanna have fun. Pull up, I'm stunting in that Bentley truck. He say it's mine, I can have what I want. If I'm down a dime, he gon' spot me the buck. What's that loyalty up? It's up, so don't try your luck, and I keep it tough. So if he say buck, I'm gon' duck, and you better dust your goose. Head not right, tight, got capote, loose goose. And if it's gon' fight, well then that's the move. I'm in it to win it, you flip it, I stack it. It's talk, I'm a dummy, I'm SpongeBob, you Patrick. Guess how we practice, of course we ain't lacking. No bands in the trap, keep it locked in the factory. No perking me active, I'm going and going like Duracell so batteries. Can't hang with a when she batchy, ratchet, nasty. I like them sassy, classy, flashy. I know they copy exactly, I'm the example, I know I'm the package. My prep is a privilege, my talent's miraculous. Can't hang in my section, you not in my bracket. If you want smoke, we'll just tell you can have it. I'm savage, my tactics result in disaster. Not average, I'm classic, they worship my ratchet. Don't know how I do it, just know it come natural. I'm out of this world like a astral. I'm leading the pack, you could follow my shadow. My circle was tight like a castle. I keep them woke like how Adam and Eve bit the apple. They call me the wizard of balls. Come follow my yellow big bro just to see me go off. Baby shark on the loose, I chew up verses like do-do-do-do-do-do. Call me Jaws. When I'm in workplace, address me as boss. When I'm in trenches, they praise me like God. When I'm in traffic, you can't try, won't catch me, cause this engine packing that nitrogen gas.
There you have it. That was Nitrogen Gas by Hami Mami. I am going to click her in right now. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I was tuned in earlier, so I got a little gist of everything that was being spoke about today. So shout out to everybody that was tuned in earlier. Shout out to all the happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Definitely,
yep.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. And
of
everyone,
course.
I met Hami Mami at the 50th hip-hop anniversary that was done here in Bridgeport on McClevey Green, and I was just fascinated by her because I love when I see young adults and children doing positive things.
Well,
and
you,
I love supporting it. Yeah. And so you rocked the stage. So tell me, how did you even get involved in being a part of that?
Well, I would say that, you know, I actually met with DJ B-Let through another artist, Keith the God, who introduced me to the Hip Hop 1001 program. And basically, I just went there one day, and I just seen what they had going on musically with the boys and the girls, and it was just so awesome, you know what I'm saying? It was just a wonderful program, and then I was just actually invited to be able to mentor with some of the young girls that were there every Saturday. Now, I'm from Hartford. That's a program out in Bridgeport, so, you know, whenever I can commit, I do, but I've recently just moved closer by, so I will be more in tune, but outside of that, I do a lot of community outreach, nonprofit organizations for schools, like painting playgrounds or the concrete with nice, positive images and, you know, other messages to, you know, just spread the love and the colors. Because, you know, life is kind of a little dull here and there right now with everything that's going on. So, you know, you just have to try to make the best out of it. So I like to dedicate my time artistically throughout the community, whether it's the greater Hartford area or Bridgeport or New Haven, West Haven, you know. I'm pretty much all over.
Right.
It doesn't stop just within my town. So just spread the love. So, yeah, so basically that's how I found, that's how I became a part of this show. I actually done a couple more shows prior to this show, but because I actually just networked with an artist who was connected to B-Let, and that's how that happened.
Okay.
But I'm pretty much into the kids.
Okay, great. And that's wonderful because you're a
kids
young woman and kids.
Kids and community.
Yeah. Children listen to children, and children listen to young adults. So you being a positive role model, helps a lot, because there's someone or some young women that are watching you, and they want to be you, and they want to emulate you and what you do. So it's important that you realize the message and the image that you're sending. So
yes, definitely.
I think that's a good thing. Yeah.
I was just going to piggyback off of what you just said. I definitely try and captivate.
Before you get in there.
Okay.
Before you get in there.
You know I'm here with you. I'm just here.
Yes, yes. Tell me where you got the name Hami Mami.
Oh, see, I love you for asking me that question, because I've been doing this music stuff for probably like 4 years now, and you're like the first person that even asked me that. So basically, I'm from Hartford, which is known as Homicide Hartford. So I basically took that name, Homicide, cut it short, Hami, and then I actually added the mommy, because at the same time I tried to turn something that was negative into a positive, because, you know, homicide was basically for, like, the name of high rates of killing. So I tried to flip that a little bit. I wanted to, like, let people know, like, you know, you don't have to inflict killing as, like, violence. You know what I'm saying? You can just kill everything you do as far as your dreams and accomplishing your goals and your ambitions and things like that. So that's what Hami stands for in my eyes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And the mommy part is just as far as just nurturing, you know, little mommy, little cute little mommy. But then, you know, at the same time, you know, I get that mothering, that mothering feel, you know what I'm saying? That warm hug.
Wrapping
my arm. So yeah, that's where all that came from.
So when did you realize you wanted to be an artist, recording artist? You know, when was that moment? Well, was it something you wanted to do since you were a little girl?
Yes. So basically, I grew up in the church, so I did sing in the choir, and I did praise and things like that. I was already pretty much cultured in the arts and gymnastics and ballet and tap and all that type of stuff. So I was already into, like,
wonderful
and entertainment things since I was younger, plays and things like that, plays in the church, plays at school. So, and then, you know, in the Greater Hartford area, I attended the Greater Hartford Academy of the Arts for a while, and I've done other programs, you know, around that area too. And the other, and Connecticut area. So yeah, this was just something I kind of was born to do. My first time ever getting into the rap thing was, I was at church, and, this song, Do Your Chain Hang Low, came out. And, you know, around that time, I wasn't really allowed to sing certain songs. So I decided that I was going to type up a few of my, a few papers of my songs, which is I remixed it to Don't Let the Devil Get You Down, Turn Your Smile Into a Frown. I don't know if you ever heard the song, Do Your Chain Hang Low, Do Your Wobble to the Flow. So yeah, so it's Don't Let the Devil Get You Down, Turn Your Smile Into a Frown. So long story short, I passed it out to the whole church, and I sat there and rapped the whole song. So that's where it started. And then, you know, getting into high school, you know, rapping at the lunch table was like a big thing. So I'm very much into my literacy. It all started with poetry, and I loved Frank. So, you know, I just got out there and I just started sitting with the boys, and I was actually just some good, and I didn't even really take it seriously. You know, like, I modeled before I rapped, and then I just started saying, well, you know what, I kind of want to just, you know, make a stand, make a point, make something inspirational, and it can still have all this nice flavor, but it doesn't have to have so much provocativeness to it, because, you know, as females, when it comes to the entertainment business, it's kind of like one-sided sometimes, you know, they just, I'm not saying it is, but predominantly, it's very explicit. So, you know, I try to, you know, open up the eyes of the viewers and people, you know, like me, you, and everyone around. Like, we can all still enjoy good music on a beat like this without having to, you know, be distasteful or discredit ourselves from, you know, every aspect of our body. So, yeah, so I like to use my vocabulary and my education to create a story that is also upbeat and something that everybody wants to, you know, feel, but at the same time,
right,
doesn't have all of that nonsense going on in it.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that you, you're such a pleasant person to talk to, and you're very smart. And I noticed that. You're welcome. I noticed that when I first spoke with you. And I believe that, you know, you're, you know, well-rounded, you know, for such a young woman. And I know that you're going to continue to do awesome things, you know, and wherever God leads you to. And so I like the fact that this song, Nitrogen Gas, it introduces you as the artist.
Yes, it does.
And that's what I like about it, because people who don't know you need to hear that song. And this Nitrogen Gas tells them, hey, homie, mommy, this is who I am.
Exactly. No, I really,
you know,
appreciate that. And I really appreciate the fact that you actually enjoy to listen to the song for what it is.
Right,
so,
right. Mm-hmm.
So you actually
Absolutely.
Caught on to that. That's a wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, because some people listen like, yeah, okay, you know.
Right.
But
yeah,
but
you know.
I actually have a great story within that music. So, you know.
Right.
Definitely, mm-hmm. Everybody, you can tune into any upcoming music or anything I have on YouTube. Make sure you guys check out Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we're not there yet, baby. We're not there
okay,
yet, baby.
Look at me.
We'll
see, I'm ready
part.
To promote. Look at me. Because I love Blog Talk Radio. That's my girl.
You know what? I'm going to just let you do the show. No, I'm playing. But, yeah,
yes.
we're going to get to that part where
I'm
going to ask you.
I'm shouting out my girl. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. But I just want you to know we ain't there yet. I want to ask
okay.
a couple more questions. How does your family react, you know, coming from a background of Christianity and being in the church? Because, see, times are different, you know. What happened when I was growing up in the 70s was strict.
Right.
And what people may call strict nowadays may not be strict compared to what people my age group or before me had to go through. So how does your mother and father and your family feel about you going mm-hmm. into the rap game?
Okay, so my mom is very much supportive, although she took it with a lot of proceeding with caution, maybe I would say. She was very much hands-on and involved majority of the time because she, you know, she wasn't unsupportive. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She just wanted to make sure it was being done, how you say, tastefully. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, no advantages being taken, like, everything was, you know. Because I would say, honestly, I did not spread my wings until the rap game, really, until I was 19. So I was of age, pretty much, when
right.
I started. But I was still young, so I did still look to my
mm-hmm.
family for support. I was
right.
already always artistic, already knew I was going to probably pursue something in the entertainment business,
mm-hmm.
regardless of, you know, which lane it is, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
because I was already headstrong about what I was entering the entertainment business to do and the message that I was going to spread, they were pretty much happy about it because it wasn't like, you know, I was going against anything that we believed in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was just putting a little
yep.
sauce on it.
Yes.
To make it, you know, that's about it. So, you know, at first
right.
they were like, oh, no. But then when they heard it, they were like, oh, okay, you know, I'm not dressing no way. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to use what I got to be noticed. I use
right
my gift to be noticed. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
You know, you throw the right worm, you catch the right fish.
Exactly. Very good. And, you know, it's important because nowadays, you know, hip-hop has definitely changed. It's not hip-hop anymore. I don't consider it hip-hop. I consider it rap. And I believe there is a difference because
Yes. There
was positive messages.
They consider certain things hip-hop. I'm sad they don't separate the lanes of genres of music a little more in-depth and really,
right.
You know, make it, how you say, more understanding to the listener so it doesn't confuse what, like you said, hip-hop
right.
is really about. So, yes.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yes.
I agree.
And that is important. And so don't let anybody change the core of you, even if you get that deal, even if you get, you know, noticed on a grander scale. Always stay true to yourself because one thing I know is that money and fame can change you for the best or for a negative.
Or the worst, yeah.
Yes. So I just wanted to throw that in there. But, you know, we're going to go a little bit over time because I still want to talk to you. So we're going to go to a very quick break. I'm going to say some announcements, play another song, and then I'm going to come back to you. So don't hang up. Just hold on, okay?
I sure will. I'll be right here.
Okay. So we are talking to Hami Mami out of Hartford, Connecticut. This is Cherie Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough Talk to Me Radio. I am going to play a little bit of music by Ntumi, and I'm going to play Sugar Free and come back with a couple of announcements.
My sugar is gone. I miss him every day.
That was Mtumi, Sugar Free. That's an old classic from the 80s. And I love, that's one of my favorite songs. I have so many favorite songs. You are listening to Sheree Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough, and this is Talk to Me Radio. I just want to give a few announcements. I have my second caller. We're in the progress of her interview. And donations. You can give to myself, Diamonds in the Rough, or by ordering my art or books or both. Go to my website, which is up on the show page, www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org. And you can browse through the pages to see what you like. Choose them. Contact me via text or inbox or DM or email. Payments can be made via Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Square POS, in person or cash. You can contact me at 203-952-9807. If I don't know your number, I probably won't answer, but you can text me and let me know that you are serious about getting books or art. If you'd like me to be an MC, to teach, preach, run a class, a forum on sexual assault or domestic violence, or have me do spoken word, be a comedian, actress, flash director, or as a business consultant, please reach out to me. Fees and honorariums are mandatory. Payment plans are accepted for the art as well. So I'd like to send out condolences to anybody that may have lost loved ones since my last broadcast, and to let you know that my heart goes out to you. That is about it, and I'm going to get into my caller, Hami Mami.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Hami Mami, from the Homicide. That's Harvard, Connecticut. That's the 860. And right now, we are tuned into Blog Talk with my girl.
You know what? You got a knack for doing radio. You surely do. You just on point. I love it. I love it. Now, I want to ask you, huh? What'd you say?
Practice.
Oh, okay. That's all right. I got to practice too. You know, when I feel too big-headed or when I just don't care, I don't get no butterflies or anything, I know that the show is going to be a flop. So I've been doing it all this time, and I still get those butterflies in my stomach. So it's all right. It's all right. I do want to ask you if you could share with us some of your dreams and aspirations for being an artist in the hip-hop industry, rap industry. What do you want to do?
Well, particularly if I were to pick my top three things, number one, I would like to be an advocate for the youth, especially just the girls. I would like to host events or even all go to schools and do just some, how you would say, life rejuvenating jewels and gems and things like that, that I feel like as a kid I received, but I see the educational system and a lot of homes lack of giving that knowledge, you know, that street knowledge, that, you know, background knowledge about just in general, because, you know, it's not just all about school and books. Like, sometimes we run into some real-life situations, and a lot of the times I feel like in the home, like your household, or even, like, you know, in places that you would think you would be educated about it, like school, they don't teach you certain valuable lessons that are critical in order to avoid certain situations. And I feel like more people should speak out on those topics, and not just the girls, but, you know, the boys too. But, you know, mainly I would be trying to, you know, work with the little ladies coming out now, because they don't have a lot of guidance and a lot of people to look up to. And they do, but they're not put out on the forefront. So I would use my music come up as a way, a platform to be able to guide all the young ladies, little girls, and even older women who have been misled and lost, you know, who can learn from the younger, you know, women. Because they say a child shall lead. No, I ain't saying the wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, don't be so quick to, you know, shun your children out. They might just be a blessing or God or ancestors speaking through them to help you understand something you didn't get when you were coming up. So
that's so true.
Besides that, I also do want to be in movies.
Sing
and rap. I want to basically be in Tyler Perry. Yeah. Shout out to you.
Okay.
And you too. I see you putting on a play. I might just have to come along there and play a part. That's wonderful.
I didn't say I was putting on the play. I said if you would like to hire me to act or to direct. I've done some plays. I've written them. I've directed them. Huh?
No, I said I got to make sure I inquire.
Okay, yeah, please inquire. But no, don't miss. There was a stage where I used to be with several acting companies, and I acted for years, and, you know, I did community work. Lots and lots of community work. So it is about time that a sister gets paid for what she does. So if you would like to, you know, hire me as a consultant or something in that nature, then we can talk about it. And just, not in the position anymore to do community work continuously, except for ministry. And what I mean by that is basically if I'm ministering to someone, you know, and, you know, on a daily basis, or I'm out, you know, and I'm ministering to someone, that's different. But in any case, we can get into that privately at another time, but I do want you to tell us how we can find you, where we can find you, what platforms are you on.
All right, well, this one is very easy. I made sure to do this because I want to make sure that everybody is able to just go anywhere on anything and just find me right away. I am available on all platforms. You can Google me at HOMIIMAMII. That is all. Tommy Mommy on everything, Tommy Mommy straight through, no extra loops, no underscores, no wars. Tommy Mommy straight on, straight on.
Simple. Yes. Simple. And for the older people who are not so technically savvy, could you explain a little bit more in depth to them how to get in, you know, touch with you or to book you?
Sure. I'm pretty sure, because I'm not going to do that to my older people, because I know that you guys are hit a little bit to the Google. So because we came a long way. You know, we at least had to know how to get on the internet and do the Google thing. So I know everybody knows how to
right.
do Google. For my elders. Go ahead and tap that Safari or whatever internet browser you may have, Microsoft. You go ahead and click on that Google. You go ahead and click on that search bar. You go ahead and type in HOMIIMAMII, and your general social networks will pop up. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and you'll be able to click either or link that appears underneath that search engine and find me.
Yes, exactly, and that is good. Thank you. Thank you for that. what shows do you have coming up? Do you have anything where you're going to be performing at soon that you could share with the audience?
Well, I will let you know, like, for the past, I want to say 2 years, I've actually been doing shows all around the New York City, ATL, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, all around Connecticut area. That's something that I've been already in the process of doing. Right now, my main focus is actually creating content, which would be, you know, movies, music videos, anything visual. So when you go to YouTube or any website, you'll be able to have a full-on look into what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and why. So that's basically my main thing. So I don't really have any upcoming shows as of right now, everybody. I'm actually just working on getting you guys some content, but I am always being how we say booked or inquired upon. So I will say this is my first or my last. So, but so far, right. So good. Make sure you Google me, because I will have a lot of new content dropping, a lot of new visuals, videos, music, songs. Yeah. So that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Pretty much
wonderful. It. Wonderful. Well, you know what? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'll be like, I ain't coming on unless you know it's worth it. I ain't coming on unless it's worth it.
Right. Right. You know what? It is a pleasure talking to you. I thank you so much for coming on tonight's show. It's always great to have a younger person's perspective on things. And if there was anything you could say to someone that was your age or younger, what would you say to them very quickly? Because we got to end.
All right. I would just say make sure you stay in school, get that degree, whether it's in a trade or a certificate program, because you really need to make sure your foundation is sturdy and stable in order to fulfill your dreams or your hobbies or whatever it may be. Don't stop your passions. Just make sure you work hard for what you want, because it's only going to be you that's going to get you there. And surround yourself with good, positive people. When someone isn't for you, don't be ashamed or scared or feel any type of way when you have to back up and take space, because your time is precious and you don't want to waste it trying to fix anybody who don't want to be fixed. And I ain't saying you don't help them.
Amen
to
that.
If they don't want to drink that water, if they don't want to drink it, all right.
Hello. Well, thank you so much, sweetie. It was a pleasure having you on, and I definitely will stay in touch with you. You have a blessed night, okay?
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate you. Have a blessed night, too. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And there you have it. That was Hami Mami. We had Aisha Fabian on earlier. If you missed most of the show, you can go back and listen to it. Give a few moments for the show to upload, etc., and you will be able to hear it from the beginning to the end. I am Cherie Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough Talk to Me Radio, and I'm going to play a little bit of music before I go into my past guests and go into the salvation prayer. So let me see what I am going to play right now. I'm going to play a little bit of Coy Leray, which is called Players, the clean version.
Yeah, 'cause girls is players too. Yeah, 'cause girls is players too.
Keep playing, baby.
'Cause girls is players too. Ladies getting money all around the world, 'cause girls is players too. What you know about living on the top? Penthouse seats, looking down on the ops. Took them for a test drive, left them on the lot. Time is money, so I spend it on a watch. Hold on, little bitty showing through the white tee. You can see the thong busting on my tight jeans.
Okay.
Rocks on my fingers like he wanna wife me. Got another shorty, she ain't nothing like me.
Yeah, about to catch another fight. Yeah, the apple bottom make him wanna bite. Yeah, I just wanna have a good night. I just wanna have a good night. Hold up, if you don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you better let him go. You could have anybody, any money, mo. 'Cause when you a boss, you could do what you want.
Yeah, 'cause girls is players too. Yeah, yeah, cause girls is players too.
Keep it playing, baby.
Cause girls is players too. Ladies getting money all around the world, cause girls is players too. I go on and on and on again. He blowing on my phone, but I'm ignoring him. He thinking he the one, I got like four of him. Yeah, I'm sitting first class like valedictorian. Came a long way from rag to riches. Five-star food, yeah, I taste so delicious. Let him lick the plate, yeah, I make him do the dishes. Now he on News 12, cause the bitch we're missing.
Yeah, about to catch another fight. Yeah, the apple about to make him wanna bite. Yeah, I just wanna have a good night. I just wanna have a good night. Hold up, if you don't know, now you know. If you broke, then you gotta let him go. You could have anybody, any money, mo. Cause when you a boss, you could do what you want.
Yeah, cause girls is players too.
Let them know that
girls is players too.
Keep it playing, baby.
Cause girls is players.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage bales, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dango. A certain aunt princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pitch, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
There you have it. That was the message by Grandmaster Flash in the Furious Five. That is the original beat behind Coi Leray's Player. So I just wanted you to see the difference from old and new. Anyway, you are listening to Talk to Me Radio. This is Cherie Humphrey. I am going to read some of my past guests, and if my voice starts to go, I'm just going to stop. Guests have been Melba Moore, C.C. Peniston, J.J. Harrison, Christopher Williams, Bernard Jackson of Surface, Doobie Powell, Curtis Blow, Stacey Ladisaw Jackson, Glenn Jones, D. Lucas, DJ Juan Kuhn, Michael Dunham, Benita Brooks, Ernest Brown, Tamar Carwell, Al Thomas, the legendary Yo-Yo, the legendary Donnell Jones, the legendary Special Ed, the original Spinderella, Davy Lozana, Randy Young, Joe Show, Nick Kelly, Nick Agneto, the Green Violinist, Tony Red, Darren Cookie Moore, Calvin Richardson, Wendell B., J.D. Lawrence, Marcel Lashley Davies, Richmond Punch, Carmichael the Music Lover, Isaac Zellner, Norman Tappan, Chris Clark, Mo Green, Monique Smith, Dre Romero, Spencer Camp, Cool Mike Ski, Wasan Jackson, Craig Kelly, A Plus Hollywood, Tony Bird, King Mafioso, Jonathan Du Bois Jr. and Sr., Ane Du Bois, Ken Mathis, Elder Jeanette Green Washington, Pastor Joseph Green, Avis Daniels, my mom, Andrea Daniels, my sister, Charles Fulton, Sebastian Tribby, LaVon Briggs, Jonathan Gates, Mika Jean, Hope Flood, Howie Bell, J.P. Justice, Drew Frazier, Capone, Jay Alexander, Gerald Kelly, FSW, Pastor Brown, Janice Dempsey, producer of the McDonald's Gospel Fest, my former producer, A. Curtis Farrell, Riff, Easy Taylor, Keisha Rainey, Judah Seeley, Darren Cookie Moore, Rashawn Langley, Kiki West, Tiffany Tazell, Omar Wilson, Phoenix Fire, Jay the Comedian, Misconduct, Ricky Allen Drawn, J. Trini Gorin, Coffee Gorin, Deborah Williams of Her Game 2, Don Nod Nottingham of The Stylistic Midnight, Sonia Hudson Payne, Trina Seymour Bowers, Lauren G., Sheila McMarcia Sapp, Arthur M. L. Brooks, Odelia, Carissa Dow, she's a violinist, John Hinton, Bernadette Barnes, Prophet Ramai Jubilani, Ashley Mondestin, Pierre Guten, Pastor Arlene Henry, Maris Goldstone, Prophetess Brenda Culpepper, Damon Cook, Kia Swint, Satanya Ford, Lou Humphrey of BSE Recordings, my cousin, Pastor Felicia Cunningham, Kent Barrett of WNHU, Jerry Green of WYBC, Rasham Dixon of WYBC, Steve Wallace, Sierra Clark, Lyle Hassan Jr., Songbird, Dave Farrell, Travis Sims, Jason V. Watts, Dwight Lamar of New York, Herb Boyd Jr., Tyrone Dunmore, a.k.a. Terrible T, Candace Rena, Bobby Ramos, John Lawson, Matthew Kirkwood, who is a former assistant producer of the McDonald's Gospel Fest, Big T, Lachey Nicole, Tamar Jerome Pierre, Greg Hill of the Delphonics, Robbie Jenkins, Marilyn Moore. Let me take a swig of this tea. Okay, y'all. Naja McKenzie, Najia Tree Cummings, Darlene McGee, Pastor Gene Smith, Dr. Green, Rodney Bethia, Lynn Mosher, Darlene Addison, Chandra Shabazz, my cousin, Carolyn Smith, Naja McKenzie, Kayla, Mr. Council, Nini Ali, Frankie Brady, Elder Savanda Gaskew, Pamela Wright, Spencer Kemp, Kaylin Jackman, Amari Daniel Bay, Jennifer Armistead, Robert Williams, Blue Magic, Jazzy Nett, Dr. Jamal Bryant, Jamaica Morrison, Ernest Richards, Michael Jones, Denzel Williams, Gina Blaze, Connie Johnson, Lamar Taylor, my cousin, James Fountain, Lisa Mellers, Jeanette Zacks, Davis Davis, my cousin, Anthony E. Brown Jr., Ernell Grant, Brian DeCausey, Doremius Williams, Matt Jones, Sheena Bailey of New York, Pearl Bailey's granddaughter, Cool Bubba Ice, Humphrey Bogart, Marlon Randolph, Lachey Nicole, Asante M. Robinson, Johnny Lemon, Karina Fort, Tishy Anderson, Renee Love, Treasure Marie, Steve Wallace, Ebony with an X, CeCe Lee, Kaylee Roselle, Top Notch Band, Norman Tappan, Monique Smith. And some of these are through my media with the reporting, and some that I did when I was working for the Bridgeport Christianity Examiner. So it's all under my media. Vicki Winans, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Donnie McClurklin, Mighty Clouds of Joy, Jennifer Holiday, Damian Marley, Little John, Sierra, Little Bo, Elephant Man, Terry Crews, Mary Mary, Bobby Valentino, Deidre Cadden, Nigel, Dr. Jell Dunkley, Janet Dawson, Denzel Williams, Velasquez, Singers of New Jersey, Walter Armistead, Ashley Welfare, Walter Taylor, Janice Murray, Lawrence Green, Sammy Maximum, John the Apprentice. I'm almost done. Tony, Doc Hardy, Anthony Delavin, Derek O.C. Reed, Marlon Baker, Pookie Williams, Kareem Blue, Katrina Atkinson, my cousin, Black Sav, Lakeisha Henderson, Jonathan Edwards, Angelique Jones, Priscilla Princess Jones, J.N. Marie, Miss Jones, Steph Jones, Key Dollar, and so many more, hundreds of other people that I don't have on this list. And so I'm going to go to another break, and we're going to get into the salvation prayer, and hopefully my voice will stop going in and out and go from there. So I'm going to play a little bit of Where Is It Get Ready by Virtue. Stop it right there. That was Get Ready by Virtue. And I'm coming out of Romans 10, 9 through 11 in the New Living Translation. It says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. And so I want you to ponder on that. And if you are ready, like it says, get ready, get ready. If you're ready and you're ready to say, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm tired. I'm tired of going through the same old things. I'm tired of not feeling like I have no purpose, like I don't know who I am, and just being downtrodden. And if your heart is ready, like Virtue said, then what you can do is say out loud this prayer. God will hear you. Say it in front of someone. Say it in front of, you know, a pastor, a minister, someone who you trust, and God will hear you and he will answer you, and then your journey begins. So thank you so much for tuning in to Talk to Me Radio. This is Cherie Humphrey signing off, and I'm going to sign off with a little bit of Entombed's COD, I Deliver.